We're in France, in Dordogne to be precise. Dordogne is in the southwest of France. In the deep and wide countryside, it is a sparsely populated area surrounded by woods. But surprisingly, it is here, in this rural area, that thousands of Brit people have chosen to settle and start a brand new life. I am French, and I am also a newcomer to the Dordogne. And it has amazed me to realize that these British make up sometimes 15 or 30% of the whole local population. But to be honest, in Dordogne, it is commonly known that thanks to these Brit people, a lot of villages have been reborn. According to the INSEE, the French Institute of Statistics, in 2014, in Nouvelle-Aquitaine, there were 50 times more British than in 1968. So, I've decided to check in order to know more about these Brit people who live in the Dordogne permanently. What are their motivations and their feelings? I've asked 12 questions to 7 people: Julia, Lynn, Louisa, Caroline, John, Gemma, and Amanda.
Chapter 5. Before, into your country, the foreigners were the others. Now, in France, you are the foreigner. How is it to be a foreigner?
I don't feel like a stranger here. I feel I belong here. So this is my home. I've hung my hat up. So, as we say in English, it doesn't make any difference to me that I'm in a different country. So home is where I live.
But sometimes it is le regard des autres, the other who show you that you are foreigners. So you don't feel in the eyes of the other that you are foreigners.
I think I don't feel I'm made to be a foreigner at all, because I'm very fortunate in that I can speak French, not very well, I would say, but I can have a reasonable conversation with a French person. I can go into a shop and ask for anything that I want, and so on and so forth. And I just feel that speaking and trying to speak French makes a huge difference to the reaction you will get from some French people. For example, I have been in situations in government offices where an English person has sat down at a desk in front of a government officer and said, "Do you speak English?" And I think that is the height of rudeness. I will always try to speak French, and I find because we make the effort to speak French, everybody has been very welcoming and very, very helpful, no matter whether it's been taxes, wherever you need to go, healthcare, hospital. It's been wonderful for us. We've never had a problem with being made to feel unwelcome.
It's difficult. I find, you know...
Lynn?
It's difficult. I find, you know, leaving family and friends, and I know, coming from England, I know the country. I was born in England, and, you know everything that you need to know. you know, as you get older through life, you know, you can buy a house, it's easy, and it's the way that the French do things is obviously differs from England. So you come from a certain world to a very uncertain world. And because I'm a foreigner in a country, you obviously worry that you'll be accepted and that you'll be able to live a normal and fulfilling life. There are difficulties that you find being a foreigner because, like I keep saying, the language barrier, etc. But I think because we're getting a very diverse world now, you know, it's you experience foreign people in every country. So as long as the French would like to accept me, you know, I'd like to accept the French as my country, you know, now. So
does it change your view about foreigners and maybe foreigners in England?
I think I've been always quite accepting of foreign people because that's the world, you know. I mean, it used to be countries were very much English, very much French, and now everybody's intermarrying, you know, with other people. They travel the world, people come to live in your country, so it's not just a pure line of English type people or French type people. We're all mixing together. You don't seem to have those clean lines of definition anymore, you know. So I think it's a good thing to experience other cultures, and I think it makes you a better person if you mix with other people, you know, not just your own type, if that's the correct way of putting it, you know, your English people or, you know, we don't, I mean, in England, there isn't any typical English people anymore. You know, there are an awful lot more foreign people.
What does that mean, no typical English people?
Well, as I was just trying to say, because people, we have lots of young people who go out into the world and meet, you know, students come over to study in England, and they grow up and they marry people in England. There's no typical English people anymore. We're just a mixture of everything, you know. We have multicultural people in England, and I'm sure you have multicultural people in France now. I mean, when I go out into the towns and that, I see all sorts of people, you know. They're not just typical French people, you know. There are dark-skinned people and English, Dutch, you know, German people, you know, it's all getting mixed up.
It's great.
Louisa.
It's great. It's great to be a foreigner because it gives you the choice of being as involved as you want. You always have this ready-made excuse to just stand back a little if you want to and observe, or you can be as involved as you want. And also the other great thing is it you have a certain novelty, and people like that. People like, oh, you're the Scottish person in the village or whatever. And so it's a definite benefit. Mm.
You do sometimes feel...
Caroline and her husband.
You do sometimes feel, that you are a foreigner or an incomer or somebody who doesn't quite fit in. Mm. I think we're trying to learn some of the history, the French history, because you don't understand all the traditions and what all the fête days are about, for example. So we are trying to sort of learn a little bit more about that, although... That just helps us to understand the local sort of customs, if you like, but it still doesn't make us
French, does it? No. We're still foreigners. I feel we try to avoid being in just an English bubble here, because we came here to fully experience the French life and meet French people. On the other hand, we used to enjoy going into, say, for example, the Indian quarters of Leicester and sampling, you know, the different food and culture there. But we're trying to avoid having our own little closed community, aren't we?
I think we have more French friends than English friends here. So certainly we do, you know. I mean, it makes the social evenings quite odd when it's rapid French talking and gives us a headache at the end of the evening. But it's great, isn't it? Because we've been invited places, and although we can't understand the whole evening that's going off, we know that we've been invited because we're liked, you know, and we're making friendships. So we do have more French friends than English friends. Although our business side is very English orientated, in the fact that we only really get English customers.
We do have a few French customers, but most of them are English, because they're here because they're retired and they're looking for something to do. And we're offering, that's exactly what we offer. We have had a few French customers.
But mainly English speaking, which has been helpful, you know, but no, we would like to break out, you know, but I don't think really feel, and what I understand is French don't spend the money the same way that English do on a leisurely. Well, I think it's the fact that it's got to be more practical, you know, it's like the gardens, for instance, has to be so practical. So although they like ornaments, and I know they like crafts, they don't, and I do have a lot of French people very interested in doing the chicken wire sculpture, but they never come through to do it. I think it's the price in which you pay to do the course, whereas French people probably think, oh, that's probably too steep. There's more surplus money, I suppose, for some retired English people. And French, not that they don't want to do it, I think the price difference is, oh, I can't justify XX amounts on a frivolous day. And I think that's what it is.
Strangely, before Brexit,
Gemma.
Strangely, before Brexit, there was no concern. I didn't even think much of it. Okay, yes, I did. I did. That's a lie. I've always tried, right from day one, to speak as much French as I possibly can, to learn it, 2 lessons a week, every day, every week. Sorry. Now I'm down to 1, but I was two lessons a week for nearly 5 years, and so I've always felt that as a foreigner in France, I should be very accommodating and more overly friendly to show that I am a nice foreigner, because I think sometimes the English have a bad reputation, maybe. So just to show that I am respectful of the French ways and really try to be respectful. But yeah.
John?
It's a bit uncomfortable, actually. Initially, it's not very comfortable. People were welcoming. I've never experienced people being exclusive. But there's some feeling of not quite deserving to be here. You don't belong here. And I've certainly felt that I know legally I have a right to be here, but I have felt that I had less right to be here than the French people here, if you like. So that affected quite a lot about how I behaved, actually. I was probably nicer, politer, you know. I tried harder to be friendly, probably, than I would have done in the UK. That kind of thing. And it's just a sense of being not quite at home. Again, it was never a problem. I mean, people talk about the local people here as not accepting you ever, or certainly at least for 10 years. And that's not a problem for me, because I don't expect to be accepted, because I'm not French. But French people from other parts of France say the same thing. They find themselves to be unaccepted here. Again, I don't detect that so much because I'm English, and therefore I don't pick up on all the subtleties, as it were, of the communication. But it's uncomfortable. It's getting easier. 6 years on, it is. I feel more that I have a right to be here, a lot more that I have a right to be here. And I know that myself and Susie contribute more to the local culture than quite a lot of French people do. It has helped that I was in a supermarket in the queue once, and I can't remember what I said. Yeah, there's loads of English. Chatting to the woman in front of me, a French woman in front of me, and I said, yeah, there's loads of English here, and I'm embarrassed really sometimes, there's so many English here. And the woman behind said, no problem, mate, in French. She said, don't worry about it. A lot of the French don't contribute at all culturally to the area, and you're welcome. And it was extremely nice. And equally, a local farmer who's no longer my neighbour was talking. This was right at the start when I was saying I felt uncomfortable because there's so many Brits here, and I could talk a little bit more about it. I'd like to actually, but I felt uncomfortable because there's so many Brits here. And he said, well, it's just as well you are here, because a lot of the villages would become unviable otherwise. There wouldn't be enough people to support the doctors, to support the schools, and it would, the countryside would probably have hollowed out a lot more than it has. So it's just a sense of being a little bit not quite at home that I find a little uncomfortable. But I have heard of people saying that they've felt discriminated against because they're Brits. Again, I must say I have never found that. I think it's mostly to do with the use of language. And many Brits speak very little French. Most speak very little French. A great many make no attempt to speak French, which I find appalling and thoroughly embarrassing. It's shameful and odd and arrogant, and it infuriates me, actually. We're living in a foreign country. You make no attempt to speak the local language. What are you doing? You know, it's extremely rude, and that infuriates me.
I've not had any problems with it yet.
Amanda?
I've not had any problems with it yet. Obviously, apart from learning the language, which is difficult. I'm finding it okay here, and finding everybody's been really accommodating and really supportive, so it's nice.
Do you feel a foreigner?
No, I don't feel that I'm looked at any different to anybody else walking around in the community. People will obviously notice when I speak and my French isn't as fluent, but still carry on in the community the same way as everybody else does, I think.
Shoo-bop, shoo-bop, my baby. Shoo-bop, shoo-bop.
Hello, stranger.